Good morning. Oh, we love congregational participation, don't we? Shall we pray? Dear Lord, thank you that we can come together today as a family. I pray that I don't mess this up. Amen. I know that we're in 2018. We are well into the new year. We're in February. When did that happen? Where did January go? I don't know. I'll ask God a little bit later. But I want to start talking today about 2017, and in particular the news, and in particular about floppy-haired politicians who made headlines and looked to set the world into a thermonuclear war. North Korea was huge in the news last year, and in many ways, the best news clip of the year came because of North Korea. I think we've all seen it, but it's my favorite news clip of all time. Let's watch it together. Wow. Before I continue, I just want to say thank you so much, Naomi, for our reading. I don't know where she's gone, but thank you so much. You did an amazing job. Shall we give her a round of applause? Oh, there she is. There you are. Well done. I feel as though this video does an amazing job at demonstrating the passage that Naomi read to us today. The dad represents Jesus doing his best to explain something very important. So if we play it now. So the dad's explaining something important. In come the children. That's my favorite little bit. She's so happy. In come the children. And the second child is incredible, by the way, who can't even walk and has managed to walk in. That's a feat, isn't it? And then in come the disciples. Absolute panic. Who puts the books on the edge of the bed, by the way? That is a bad idea. The disciples come in and they shoo the children away. Go away. And this is my favorite bit in a second. Here we come. This is it. This is the best bit. Here we come. Sorry. We've all been there. We've all crawled around trying to pretend to be invisible. I once hid from some gardeners in the kitchen by crawling all around getting my cereal all together with my bowl and spoon and stuff. The difference between the passage and the video is that unlike the father, Jesus doesn't push aside the kids. Jesus welcomes them. Jesus doesn't say, they're too noisy, they're too disruptive, stick them in the crash. He welcomes them. I wonder whether we get the significance of that. I don't think it's simply because Jesus loves children that he welcomes them and doesn't shove them aside. I think there's more to it. I'm currently 21, and in a few weeks' time, I'll finally understand what Taylor Swift meant when she said she was feeling 22. And I'm not going to lie, I've been thinking a lot about my age recently. I'm at a real point in my life where I'm not quite old enough to be a proper adult, and I'm not quite young enough to be a child. I remember thinking as a child, when you grow up, you can do whatever you want. This is still from Matilda, and they have a beautiful song called When I Grow Up, and it's all about how when you grow up, you can eat sweets all day, you can watch TV all day, you'll know everything you need to know when you're an adult. Kids, this is a lie. This is one of the biggest lies that parents will ever tell you. No one knows what they're doing as an adult. I got to 18 expecting I know everything, and I don't. I still go into the supermarket, and about halfway through, when I've got all the food in my hands like this, I realize I really should have got a basket. I forget to get a basket every time and I have to wander around like this. When you grow it, you can do anything. The truth is, no one knows how to be an adult. If you ask an adult now whether they know what they're doing, they'll just laugh in your face, okay? No one knows how to be an adult. What you do is you pretend to be mature in the public eye. This is Barack Obama being an actual president. He's here looking very mature to the public eye. And then as soon as no one's watching, all you want to do is play Spider-Man. That's all you want to do. You want to watch Disney. You want to play with Lego. That's what I do anyway. Jesus doesn't just love the children of our church. He doesn't just love the children in the world. Jesus loves all of us because we are the children of God. We are God's children. We are his children. And I know that because we all behave like children. We're all clueless. We all look for answers in the wrong place. We question everything. We make mistakes. We keep making the same mistakes even after being told off. Some of us still pick our noses. Some of us still sleep with the light on at night. And everyone could do with a hug from God now and then. I think sometimes in church, we look to the children of our congregation and we think that they're separate from us. That their journey of faith is different to ours. But it's not. Today, we welcomed Alice. Lovely little Alice, who's got a great passion to be up on here. So if she wants to take over the sermon, she's more than welcome. She's reading her Bible. She's on it. We welcomed Alice today. And I wonder whether the significance of the words we spoke earlier really stuck with you. Sometimes when we're giving a script to use, what we call a liturgy, we sometimes read it on autopilot. The words just come out of our mouth without really thinking about it. But when we take the time to understand liturgy, it's beautiful and it's powerful. Today, we welcomed Alice. Alice is now part of God's family. It's not just up to Alice's parents and godparents to guide her on that journey. It's up to all of us because we are her family now. We have welcomed her into our family. It's up to us. We have a heavenly responsibility to look out for her. Faith is a personal thing. It's something that's personal to each one of us. But our journey of faith is not. It cannot be. That's why we come to church, to get help with our faith and to help others with our faith too. That means, kids here, you are just as much a part of this as everyone else. You have as much responsibility to look out for the adults as the adults have to look out for you too. Just like any family, communication and interaction are key. It takes all of us to be a church. Not one brother or sister is more important in the eyes of God. I wonder how many of us are guilty of not speaking to another person in a different age bracket to us. Or they're too young to understand, they're too old to care. Some of the most intelligent people I have ever met are kids. It's been a privilege becoming your children's minister and being able to hear some of their prayers. Sometimes we've been praying and the kid next to me prays a prayer that I go, ooh, I need to up my game. That is a great prayer. Sometimes they give me answers to questions that I would not have thought of, that make my heart swell. We are surrounded by amazing young people in this church, some of whom have faiths that I really envy. And we are equally blessed by the adults in this room, those who preach, those who lead, those who volunteer their free time to lead children's groups, to do alpha courses, vintage afternoon teas. And our church center is buzzing every week with people helping other people in their journey of faith. We come on a Sunday to worship God. We come here for fellowship. Every first Sunday of the month, we gather together, young and old, children and adults, and it's amazing because it's like a family reunion, and it happens every month. We get together, we worship together. And I think, personally, this is when I think we're a proper church. I think it's when God smiles the most. It's when we're together and talking and interacting with one another. Now, it may surprise you to learn that I'm an introvert. I hate people. There, I said it. It was kind of torture for the first few weeks being in this role, having to meet so many new people and shaking a lot of people's hands and pretending that I knew what I was doing. I still don't. And I'm shy and I'm self-conscious. And if there was a way to go through life without meeting new people, I would definitely take it. But I realized that I needed to make connections with people. I'm in a position of trust and care. If I snuck in the shadows, only appearing when I was leading the groups, people would start to question who I was and whether I was right for this role. But it's more important than that. I've been living in Reigate for just a year and a half now, not very long. When I came here, I didn't know anyone. And for me, this church has been such an amazing blessing on my life. I've met some amazing people and have been welcomed and been invited to lunches, which are very nice, by the way. I'm always up for food. And I've been welcomed by everyone, and it's made me feel really welcome. So I want to thank you to those people who've made me feel really welcomed. If everyone was like me and didn't want to interact with people, then I would have felt really lonely, and I probably wouldn't be here right now. Sometimes we have to shake off our insecurities. Like Taylor Swift, we have to just shake off our insecurities. We have to realize that the only person who can truly judge us is God. And shouldn't this be the perfect place to push ourselves? Make new connections. We're surrounded by our brothers and sisters, young and old, crazy and sensible, attractive and super attractive. We shouldn't be afraid to make a fool out of ourselves. I mean, just look at me. At Christmas, I was dressed up as a shepherd who was afraid. But now I'm not. In summary, we are family. I've got all my brothers and sisters with me. We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing. Now, I'm going to do something that is crazy, and I need your support, because this could go horrendously wrong, but we'll go for it. Okay. You ready, Alice? Listen up, y'all, because I'm today's preacher. Listen up, y'all, because I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you all the lesson about God's love and his great blessing. So listen on up and listen on good, because a part of Big Brothers is a neighborhood. Faith is personal, the journey is not. So let me just remind you in case you all forgot. Disciples start to freak out when kids are around, but Jesus hit them down to the ground, because unlike that guy, I didn't push him to the side. He said, come and sit with me. Our children are God's own children, just like you and me. We belong together, we're strong together, we're part of God's family. So if you've never, ever spoken to a kid, then maybe it's about time that you did. Don't drag them down because they're smaller than you. Try to build them up to be better than you. Invest in a sister, invest in a brother. Try and bring out the best in each other. Don't come to feeding. You praise his name, but only to the ceiling. Because let me be honest and tell you all the truth. So we worship together, fellowship together, both young and old. Only then can we hope to blow a hole in this mother flipping roof. And that concludes today's sermon. Thank you.